Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Daryl, how you doing?
Still not going to let it go, are you, Bull?
Never. Never. Always bring that up. So what's with you and Lima getting into a huge fight? Tell me about this. I want to hear about it.
Oh, he's just, you know, he loves the kid from Canton. And
the kid? What do you mean the kid? He's older than you.
No, he's not.
I can't deal with it.
Daryl, how old are you? 41? It is what it is. What are you, 41?
Yeah. How old is Josh McDaniels?
42.
He's older.
That's right.
Why do you
he's
hate
still a kid from Canton.
Why do you hate Josh McDaniels so much?
I don't hate him. I just don't think he'd be a fit here. I don't think he'd play nice with John Dorsey, and that's always been a problem with the Browns, you know, having people come in here and you know, wanting to be control freaks, and especially with the way this organization is set up with everyone having to suck up to the owner to make themselves look good. And the other thing, too, is I don't like what he did by, you know, getting it out there that he's interested in the Browns job, and yet he doesn't have any, at least that we know of, he doesn't have any scheduled interviews with the Browns, but he's obviously trying to make it known and go kind of, I think, over John Dorsey's head a little bit here to make it known to Jimmy Haslam that, hey, I'm the big sexy candidate that, you know, everybody wants, and I'd like to come work for you. I just the dude rubs me the wrong way. I don't like the Colts situation. He was a disaster in Denver years ago. I'm not a Josh McDaniels guy. I really am not.
That's fine. I am, because I think his offense is something that would work well with Baker Mayfield, but I understand your points, Daryl, for why you would not want him. I don't even know if he's going to get an interview, so we'll see how that thing all plays out. Who is your favorite candidate there, Daryl?
I think it's not so much my favorite, but I think a guy that legitimately is in the running is the guy they're reportedly talking to today, and that's Dan Campbell, the Saints tight ends coach, assistant head coach, whatever title you want to use. I think he's a legitimate candidate that not a lot of people have been talking about. I don't think Greg Williams has much of a shot, if any. I think he's pretty much as good as gone. Mike McCarthy, that interview was supposed to happen apparently this week. That's gotten pushed to next week. I'm not saying he's my favorite, Dustin, but you know, I think that, you know, because John Dorsey respects coaches that have experience. He's got the best resume of anybody that's been tied to this particular job. So I think we got a little ways to go before Dorsey makes a decision or at least a recommendation to ownership.
By all accounts, it looks like, you know, I know you said on Monday, Daryl, and I know Jason was worried about it too. Do you feel any better about the idea that Jimmy Haslam is letting John Dorsey do his job than you did on Monday? Do you feel any better about it today?
Well, it does seem that Dorsey is legitimately leading this search. You know, there was a part of me that, you know, when it came out in mid-December that Dorsey would, or not mid-December, but in November rather, that Dorsey would be leading the coaching search. There was a big part of me that was a big-time skeptic of it. I thought that maybe that was just, you know, for PR to get people to kind of calm down on the Haslam criticism and whatnot. But just based on the way this coaching search has been conducted so far, it really does look like that John Dorsey is running it, because I think if Jimmy Haslam was running it, they would have already talked to Josh McDaniels and they already would have talked to Adam Gase. Instead, you know, this seems to be a very well thought out, deliberate search here. They, of course, as I mentioned, they talked to Williams on Tuesday. Jim Caldwell was interviewed on Wednesday, the former Lions and Colts coach. And then yesterday, Vikings offensive coordinator Kevin Stefanski was interviewed. That might ultimately be ending up for an opportunity to be an offensive coordinator here. We'll, you know, have to wait and see. But I like the way that this coaching search right now is being conducted.
Possible that they're just buying themselves some time here. You know, there's maybe one target there, one candidate they're trying to get in and doing a little bit more due diligence here and kind of just buying some time here. Like,
sure.
For instance, let's say that they're just trying to get through to Matt Campbell, for example. Just right. Hypothetical. Matt doesn't seem to be that interested. It's kind of hard to get in touch with him. He's like, I don't know, he's hemming and hawing, but you really just want to get him in. You want to get him to commit to an interview. And what are we going to do in the meantime? Sit in your hands? No, you're going to just keep interviewing people because that's the prudent thing to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, to your point, Dustin, it's a very valid point on your part that, yeah, sure, they very well could be possible. For all we know, Josh McDaniels is the number one target, and they just can't get in front of him yet, you know, and so they're going through this. And as I alluded to, especially with the Stefanski interview yesterday, some of these might be, even though they're under the guise of you're interviewing for the head coaching job, who's to say that maybe these interviews aren't for coordinator jobs as well, or potential coordinator jobs going forward on whoever happens to be the next head coach. So, sure, I think it's absolutely plausible that maybe John Dorsey has one or two guys in mind that he really, really wants to talk to, and he just can't really get in front of them right away. And so this is his way of, you know, making his time as productive as possible.
We're talking with Dangerous Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. If you had to bet, Darryl, we're going to make an educated guess here. If you had to bet on whether or not the Browns have a head coach before the Senior Bowl week, would you bet yes or no?
Oh, that's a tough one. Oh, is that a tough one? Because it depends. I believe that the next head coach is on a coaching staff of a playoff team. So I am going to I'm trying to remember Senior Bowls before or after championship weekend. If it's before
the Senior Bowl is, I believe, the weekend.
The game is the game week in between.
The game is the week in between the Super Bowl and the championship weekend. Yeah.
Okay, then I am.
Championship Sunday is Sunday night, and we get Martin Luther King Day off work, which should be the Super Bowl. We should get a day off work. After the Super Bowl.
Well, they should work it out that it's President's Day.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not move Martin Luther King Day. I'm saying that I love how we have the day off work after watching those games.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm going to say that no, the Cleveland Browns do not have their head coach in place by the Super Bowl. They have him picked out, but he's not going to be available because he's going to be coaching in the Super Bowl.
So you think it's Dan Campbell?
Campbell, maybe it's Josh McDaniels.
I thought you said you didn't think it was going to be Josh McDaniels.
I said I hope it's not Josh McDaniels.
Well, it could be Eberflus, who's going to, as the Colts surprise everybody and go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or Sirianni. Nick Sirianni. Yeah,
yeah. You know, the defensive coordinator for New England as well, Flores.
Yeah.
Maybe it ends up being him, although I would be surprised if they went the defensive route for a head coach, but
although that would allow them to keep Freddie Kitchens as OC if they want to do that potentially.
It would, and they don't. That I can tell you, the Browns are not eager to part with Freddie Kitchens.
But they also don't want to force him on the next coach.
That's a tricky
balance.
They're in a tough spot. They want to keep Freddie. They have a tremendous amount of respect for him. But as John Dorsey said, they're not going to force him on the next coach. That coach has to determine his staff. But privately, internally, they are hoping that the next head coach is going to feel about Freddie Kitchens the way they do and that he will remain. That's part of the reason that they're not granting other teams an opportunity to interview him for their coordinator vacancies. Of course, the Browns can't block him from head coaching interviews because that's a step up. But it's my understanding, as of right now, there have been no head coaching interview requests submitted for Kitchens, and that, of course, is subject to change at a moment's notice.
Darryl, because Greg Williams is an interim coach, could they stop him from get head coach interviews or no?
I don't know. I think they could, but I'll be honest with you, I don't think that they would. I don't think they would stop Greg, but because he is right now the interim coach, I believe is under contract next year. I think they could, if they wanted, if I remember the rules correctly, because it's a lateral move.
Yeah.
Unless some team's offering him like head coach plus president of football operations or something. If it's a lateral move and he's under contract with the Cleveland Browns, they have the right to block it.
Yeah, I think my point kind of is that you're not hearing any team interested in talking to Greg Williams right now.
No, and you know what was kind of funny is, you know, Greg winked at me in Baltimore when I asked him if he thought he had earned the right to coach another team or whatever, and he said, yeah, well, you know, word on the street is there might be some opportunities out there. So we've not heard a whole lot as far as Greg Williams' future is concerned outside of Cleveland, but as I told you earlier, I am of the belief that he will not be back next year.
He could be a head coach or no?
I don't think so, Dustin. I think that there's some reservations about turning a franchise over to him, and I don't want to take away anything that he was able to accomplish here in Cleveland with the Browns, because that was not easy what he was able to do there. But that being said, I think you can't look at the situation in a vacuum either and just go off of those 8 weeks. I mean, some of his press conferences are Hugh Jackson-esque, and do you really want that as the face of your organization? And I don't know that is the best look that you want to be presenting out there on a daily basis.
Yeah, they're not making him the head coach, so I don't think it matters.
I think he's going to be a defensive coordinator somewhere next year, but it won't be Cleveland.
Yeah, probably. That's probably true. That's probably true. I do think let's all give our percentage chance that Freddie Kitchens is the OC of the Browns next year. Percentage chance, Darryl. Percentage chance Freddie Kitchens is the OC of the Browns next year.
I'm going to say 25% because I think it's a 1 in 4 chance that the new head coach wants to keep him.
Dustin, percentage chance Freddie Kitchens is the
OC or the head
OC,
coach?
The OC.
OC, 50.
I thought you were going to say higher.
70.
I think it's 50.
No, I think 50. No, 50 is what I thought initially.
I think 50. I think you're a little low, Darryl. I think it's 50-50. Of the candidates we're hearing, most of them seem like they'd be open to the idea of Freddie Kitchens at quarterback as the coach, as the OC.
Yeah, and I'm just going to remind people just how John Dorsey does business.
Right, we don't know what he's really thinking. Yeah.
Right, and there's not a lot of reporting being done in the media about, saying he's, from what I understand and what I've been told, he's keeping the circle of trust extremely tight. It wasn't just lip service when he mentioned that after the season. He really is keeping it pretty bottled up in that building as far as who he wants to talk to, who he's really interested in, his real true evaluations of these interviews and things like that. He's keeping a tight lid on things, and that's not a criticism. Hey, you know what? The Cleveland Browns are operating like a professional organization, and John Dorsey is a big reason why that is. So it wouldn't nothing in this coaching search would really surprise me at this point. And I think we're at minimum a week to a week and a half away before having any idea who the next head coach of this football team is going to be, because he's really working his way through this process.
Well, hopefully, we've been talking about this coaching search for 2.5 months. Hopefully, when we finish talking about it in the next 2 weeks, we will never do this again, Darryl.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll do it again, but hopefully we don't have to do it again for another 5 to 7 years.
I want to be retired by then, so.
Don't we all?
Yeah. All right, Darryl, we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
You got it. Have a great weekend,
you
guys.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.